If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens. He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios, indeed. Screwball Whiskey, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, screwballwhiskey.com. Check them out and see all the cool shit they've got going on. Go into your local liquor store and ask them for a bottle of Screwball Whiskey. And if they say they do not have it, tell them that they can now order it nationwide from distributors all over the country. Please go drink some Screwball Whiskey, our fine sponsors from the sunny OB, San Diego, California. So, speaking of Screwball Whiskey, in this episode, my big brother, Kerry Harris, the great and powerful Kerry Crico Harris, who is from the ground level, one of the first members of the Screwball Whiskey family, from day one, and is the reason that Screwball is a sponsor of mine, and I was so glad to have him here. And it was just us this time. We've never done a one-on-one episode before, and this was really fucking cool to do. So you guys are going to really enjoy this one, and I don't want to give you any more spoilers on the content. Of course, we told some old stories, and then you got to see another brain that I spent a lot of time with, and you'll sort of some of the weird, quirky things that I do will make a little bit more sense.
What is it?
Yeah, that's okay. It.
All right. Hey, so if I'm not getting paid for this, two things. Stay away from my fucking Percocets. And do you have any fucking Percocets?
Anything that has set on
the end of it. How long is this going to last?
You see? If any of you ever fucking want to know why I'm a crazy person, you're getting to see another crazy person so that I'm not as weird anymore. And you'll sort of understand why I avoided
it. Hey, you got a bathroom I got shit in?
God, you guys should be fucking excited about this.
I'll see myself out.
You guys should be excited about this in a big way. So anyway, please go to screwballwhiskey.com, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. Go to mistuffpodcast.com. Subscribe on the YouTube channel. Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube. Subscribe there. If you guys want to listen to any of the music that I've recorded, there's a Kelsey Hudgens topic channel on YouTube you guys can also subscribe to. I do not run that channel, but it is my music, so you can find that there for free, or you can download it if you guys want on iTunes and all the shit. Search Kelsey Hudgens and download all the songs that come up if you'd like to. I've put them there for a reason. Also, please go to Apple Podcasts, to Google Play, to Spotify, wherever you guys get your podcast. Please rate and review. Leave 5 stars, leave 1 star, I don't fucking care. Leave some sort of feedback so that I can get more statistics. The more feedback I get, the more statistics these things give to me. And just because I'm a nerd, I enjoy the statistics. So just leave a review. Let me know what
nerd.
You think. Nerds. And I don't really fucking care.
Nerds.
I don't even fucking care. I'm embracing this nerd world.
Hey,
wholeheartedly.
I mean, you need to, like, yeah. Hey, boys and girls, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Let's give them a little bit of statistics.
Yeah, do that. You heard him. You heard it here first. Kerry Crico Harris, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, so, yeah, do all that. At Yonder Wizard, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, at Crico on Instagram for Brother Kerry. And I think that's all I got for you. Screwballwhiskey.com, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. And without further ado, episode number 189 of the MI Stuff Podcast featuring Kerry Harris. Enjoy, motherfucker.
Bye. Desk?
Yeah. At the MI Stuff Podcast desk at the Screwball Whiskey Studios. For the first time ever, I threw out a beacon on the internet and I was like, man, I don't have any sponsors. If anybody wants to reach out and let's get some sponsorships going, feel free to do that. And my man Kerry was like, I got you, bro.
What's funny is that was just out of my own heart and love for you. It's not like a write-off or anything.
I know, I appreciate
so that. So eventually they're going to be like, Kerry, where did this podcast of this sponsorship come from? And I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's all good. There's nothing. No,
I don't love, worry. And I love it. I love it that like my website's posted on your page.
Yeah, okay,
everything. It's so awesome.
Yeah, everything's there. Listen, this is just the thing where I'm like, I just wanted to be able to say I had a sponsor. It legitimizes the show.
And I'm so glad that I can have, you know, been a part of that.
Oh, you most certainly were.
That rish.
Yeah, man. So, yes, Norm still has me blocked, poser. Carrie, have you been to the La Jolla Comedy Store? I know you saw Joe Coy recently, but that was at the...
That was at the convention center.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool. Dude's really funny. And, excuse me, a friend of mine actually did the, I don't know how far the tour went, but I have a friend that did the sound tech for all the California dates.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason we went. It was sold out for, it was, this is how awesome his tour was. San Diego was the first day of the tour, and they scheduled one show. Well, they sold out the first night. They added five more days. Every single show was sold out. 15,000 tickets in 5 days.
Yeah.
And this first day of his tour. So I'm sure throughout the rest of the state, he just crushed numbers. It was an incredible start. Really funny, routine also. He had a couple jokes like that he was ready to do, but it was at the beginning of a tour, so he was building his jokes as he went, and we were the first show. So he had a handful to put out, but he riffed a lot off the crowd.
That's so good.
It was really fresh, and it was, you could tell that he was just having fun. He was just being a funny, ridiculous dude. Plus, it's really cool to see them... he's Filipino, so they got mad support for anybody that gets success.
Right.
And it's really cool to see how funny he is.
So Valish wants to know where he can find that whiskey in San Diego. Well, Valish, let me be the first to tell you, that's the home of Screwball Whiskey.
Yeah, it is. Got to try that whiskey out. Where can I find it in San Diego? Andrew, where do you... Yes, Joy... Joe Coy does kill. It's fucking great. Andrew, where do you live? I will help you make this happen. Actually, if you want to be specific, I will help you, but just go to screwballwhiskey.com, SKREWBALL whiskey.com. And
SKREWBALLWHISKEY.com.
And it'll give you a locations map. We update it as fast as we can, but it's...
Yeah.
We only got one guy doing it.
I had a friend of mine last night send me a text, and I told her to live near Little Italy, huh? I told her I would show you.
Just go to Hub. I think it's on 3rd. Hub Liquor. Or, I mean, honestly, anywhere. It's all around you. If you live near Little Italy, Crack Shack has it. Crack Shack, that is good fried chicken. Kind of like fancy walk-up counter service. They started in San Diego. They have, I think, 6 locations now, all through Southern California, and one that just opened in Vegas on the Strip at Park MGM.
I have people sending me these pictures now, and that just brightens my life.
Yeah, man.
Just people sending me bottles of Screwball Whiskey, and I was like, I said, tomorrow's stories begin right here.
Yes, they do.
She said, I don't know how to make a PB&J shot. I said, cranberry juice. And she said, you sure? I was like, she said, that sounds like peanut butter and cranberry.
What was that noise?
That was the Bluetooth speaker cutting off. But I told her that I would show you that and let you know that there's still, she's in Maryland.
Hey, Penny.
Penny from across the pond. How's it going?
Penny Bunny, great to see you. Thanks for joining.
So, yeah, but anyway, So that's in Maryland. And
thanks for joining.
Thanks for joining. It's that's in Maryland, where they've got more screwball drinkers in the whiskey.
You sound like you're from London.
Fuck. See, this is why this was a necessary thing to happen. Because it's going to be just a bunch of this.
Honestly, I'm just happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here, man. Dude, when you text me yesterday and was like...
It's a whirlwind of a trip.
When you text me yesterday and said the devil was coming to Myrtle Beach, because he shows up every Wednesday.
You said the devil. I just agreed.
When you told me that the great Satan himself was going to be here, I was like, oh, man, are you coming too? So,
oh, sorry to break up your joke there.
I just, no,
I get it.
No,
okay,
no, you didn't. Oh yeah, I wrote down this funny bit last night that I can't even remember. I was half asleep when I wrote it down, so I don't know what it was.
Oh, you need to call me also.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that, and also I can't read that joke.
Let me read it. I won't read it out loud.
Let me call you first, and I will. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm really proud of this.
Bus ride by, it's alright, cause I'm safe by the bell. Jesus.
Oh, that was still you. I thought it was like, oh, I got a call.
No, it was still me. Okay, here.
Sorry, I got a little work. Okay.
I just think it's hilarious.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so yeah.
These three Oriental men walk into. I'm just kidding. I was trying to think of something.
I said Asians, by the way. It's not Oriental men.
I was trying to think of something that would be racist, but like just as mild as possible. That's what I came
up with. Oh, yeah. I don't care about getting on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, no. It does not matter to me.
I thought it was good. I probably shouldn't read that on the podcast, but isn't that great?
That's really good.
I'm going to post it in a Discord chat.
Oh, man, that's really funny.
I'm going to...
Penny, we're not... I don't know. It depends on where Kelsey wants to take this, because...
Okay, I'll tell you where I'll take this. I've cut down my time on Facebook.
Good.
To like maybe a minute or two a day, if that.
Okay.
And I'll scroll through for just a minute until I'm like, I'm really trying to not do this right now. So I'm gonna just stop doing that. Okay, I just posted that joke in shit posting, guys.
It's just good. It really is. it reminds me of a joke. For every time a woman, if I had a dollar for every time a woman found me unattractive, she would eventually want to fuck me.
That's so good. But
Eddie, I challenge you to start complaining about that, because that only means it's true.
It's not true. But anyway, yeah, so I've cut down my Facebook time a lot. And the only thing that sucks, the only thing that makes that suck is I don't get to see, like, I don't get to see people who, like, my family who live in Alabama who, like, I exclusively, you know, communicate with through Facebook, or some of my family who just live in inland that I just don't really talk to a lot. But we got a group text, you know, we got a group text that we still
right
communicate with, so I don't really need the Facebook thing. And, dude, it's just... I don't want to go through the process of like deleting people who post things that I don't like, because I don't really believe in the I don't believe in that.
You mean like flat earthers?
Yeah, like mostly like flat earthers.
It's not that I have any problem. If you're a flat earther, be a flat earther. I mean that. But why do you got to talk about it all the time? I don't go around saying, like, you know, the earth is round. It is. Hey, there's a lot of reasons I think the earth is round.
Who cares?
Fine. I don't give a shit. It's like trying to convince everybody that they should have a certain attitude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you need to like the cold. Though the cold, hey, it's cold. It's great.
Yeah, right? Nobody's doing that. That's actually a really funny argument that nobody's going around talking about how round the world is.
Well, there's a joke. I mean, it's kind of like a variation of the same typical joke, like a CrossFitter, a vegan, and a flat earther walk into a bar. And I only know that because they told me immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
true.
Who gives a fuck? We're all going to just still do our day-to-day and then die. Who gives a fuck what shape it is? I don't think anybody's lying to me about it. I don't really care.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
But if it makes you happy to like really dive into that sort of situation, go for it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like saying, like, hey, I know you like mayonnaise, but you have to like mustard. I actually am coming around on mustard.
As you should. Mustard's the best for you.
Yeah, well, you know, Duke's mayonnaise.
Dukes for life. But, yeah. So, like, not being able to communicate with those folks through Facebook.
Dukes.
Really?
Yeah.
Good mom. Yeah. That's a good mom move.
Yeah.
Well done, mom. So anyway, it's funny how I can like, I can say, I don't want to deal with this situation where I have to go and like delete people or block people who I don't want to hear from anymore or people who I don't want to see their negativity and stuff. And so many people are like, It's been 3 years and now election time's coming back around again. So the people who were still like pro or anti Trump are still screaming those things from the top of their lungs on Facebook. And I'm just like, dude, I'm just really sick of this. I don't want to see this anymore. It's, like, this is negative. And
it's getting more and more polarized.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was listening to some sort of like podcast or something about you know, our political environment right now, and you know, the executive branch, somebody in there, I don't know if it was an intern or whatever, they're coming out with a book. I think it's called, like, I don't know what it's called, but it's by anonymous. They did it completely. I love that this is still here.
Yeah, it's not picking up as good as I would like it
to.
Oh,
come on. Okay, well,
but I mean, you don't have to get on it, but you know. Because I've got that one a little hotter than I've got this one.
All right. Well, I can change this.
No, you just whatever's called.
I'll change it, Kelsey.
Thank you.
Oh, so they were basically talking about how it's got a little more heat on it. That's better.
That's good. Probably picking up your watch.
It's picking up my watch. I got a cock watch.
Want to know what time it is? That was it. That was the whole bit.
I'm in the perfect place right now.
Yeah, you are. So anyway, you were saying
they would do like a daily briefing of like, here's what's important that's going on in the world that a president should know.
Yeah.
It's like, well, he couldn't really handle that. So we started breaking it down to, like, five important points. And that didn't really work. So we kind of, like, worked out to where we would pick one topic and just put the topic down, but then add a picture to it. And if he really stuck to it, he would talk about it all day. And you know what they ended up doing is like all this, like the White House still has to run. The president doesn't make every decision, but he has influence on everything he does, right? So
correct.
He was kind of just like having a giant toddler with 51% of you know, the space.
Yeah.
Just getting in the way, and they're all trying to work around him. So they what they did is they just sent him to do rallies. Like, notice what president has done rallies for like three, like pretty much most of his 4 years in office. The first year, he, you know, they tried to deal with it and they got a little better. And like, what's happened in the last year and a half? He started having rallies everywhere for what reason? One, it makes him feel good. It gets him out of office. They can keep making the office run. And
oh yeah, I see that.
that's what this book is about. And the way it was depicted, it was like read. It was like a audio book for the moment. It was like an excerpt from it, and it makes a lot of sense. And I don't want this to be a political conversation by any means because I pay attention, but I'm fine with just being a good human and letting the rest,
yep,
do its thing.
Right, I'm right there with you, man. I don't think that it's
just don't fuck with my family. Otherwise, oh, Zach Deputy texts us back.
Oh, what's up, Zach?
Sorry, it's loud. He said, haha, awesome, about your picture from 2008. When he said, I'll be home this weekend. What's the catchphrase for your peanut butter whiskey drink?
Tomorrow's stories begin right here.
Did I finish my story?
No.
I told you that he, like, was kind enough to give me a moment. Anyway, I was home for the weekend. Me and Javi decided to walk down to the music venue right down our street.
He's out there now?
Yeah, he's been out there for a couple of years.
Okay.
But he only comes like twice a year to San Diego. So it's walking
But distance. He's still living here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's still out of Bluffton.
Yeah.
That's where his family still is, at least I believe. And so this venue's walking distance from our house, so we walk down.
Yeah,
I see him. There's not a green room, so I see him out the back door. So we walk up, and I give him a hug, and he's like, you know, what are you up to these days? And I, you know, tell him, obviously, about Screwball.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, what's up? That's awesome. Tell you what, I'll make a song about it. And I was like, cool. Well, can we come up with just say, like, hey, Carrie, I'm about to play this song. Or, like, say a word or something so I can pull my phone out to record it. Because he, you know, does all the looping on stage.
I'm going to share a video of his.
And then he was like, no. I mean, in the studio. So I was just like, what? You would? Because you know how much I love Zach. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's just raw, pure, beautiful talent. And he just sells such a good time. So to get that to happen is pretty rad. So that night he gave me his number. And it's like,
hey, I've got a friend now who I used to go drive hours to see.
Yeah, now I still idolize him. He's amazing.
I have his fucking cool number. Dude.
Yeah, it makes me feel pretty
What's
cool.
What's the music video, by the way?
His number is 803. I'm just kidding.
What's the one?
Oh, Headphone?
Yeah, okay, there you go.
So that's all I needed. The band is Headphone, that's and this song, oh, what is this song called? Like something about lights, right? Is that what you're asking?
And then we're going to talk about that because I want to know about your experiences. That actually,
no, that was a fun day, man.
Tiny crazy lights.
That's it. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. I wish I had a way to show it to them. I don't have the.
Can you send them a link to Headphone? Because they're incredible. They do tour the Pacific Northwest down to the Southwest, and they're just an amazing show. I think they've been out to Denver.
So I just put that in the messages, and so the people who watch the live chat later, that was great. The people who watch the live chat later will know. The first link that I've posted, the screwballwhiskey.com, is obviously the fine sponsor Screwball Whiskey's website. The second one is a Zach Deputy video, so you guys would have a reference to the guy we were talking about. And the third one is a video featuring Brother Carrie here as the protagonist.
Yeah, I guess I would be the protagonist.
So you...
Although I never... I smiled once, I guess.
Yeah, so you... And what's crazy is I was watching this video, and he was, like, standing next to me, watching me watch it. And tell me what I said to you when the point when I realized it was you.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't remember.
There's one thing about you that is very... No, Subi, I got it's called Amiibo. My band Cornbread, we saved all of our money, merch money for a year, and bought this camera, and it flips back and forth between scenes by itself. Like, I choose one, it's got one big wide angle, and I can choose two, like, I can control it, like, I can go all around the whole thing if I wanted to and show you guys the whole, you know.
It's not doing that. Oh, this is delayed. Yeah.
Yeah, we're delayed. We got like about an 11-second delay, but I can move the, like, I can control all of that, but yeah. But yeah. There's one thing about you that is very specific to you and just you, that only you have these like that.
My eyes.
Your feet.
My big ass eyes. Oh, okay.
Your feet.
I was like, second, a burl bug eye, like, oh yeah, I do have bony weird.
You
ass
got those
feet.
Strange fucking feet. And when I noticed them walking around, when I noticed you walking through, I was like, oh, of course it is. Of course it's you.
I thought you were talking about my big ass, like, bug eyes.
No, you've definitely got those. There was at one time in my life in which he had a face he could make where I could not laugh. You probably can't even remember how to do it, and it probably doesn't work anymore, but it's like there was this one.
Is that it?
Yeah, don't do it.
Okay, I thought I got it right.
And I can't hold it, but stop, man. Fucking quit. It was like...
I don't know why, man. This is so stupid.
I don't know, and I know it is so stupid, but we were working at Starbucks, and I don't know. It would just be the fucking, like, he'd just pop his head out from washing dishes.
Blame.
Blame. Blame. Please take it off. But anyway, so yes, watching you do that, did you go through that whole video backwards? You walked backwards through that whole video. Is that how it went? Or did they just reverse all of the...
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. It was... Every location that we were at, it was walk through it. This is what's going to happen because this is what we talked about, what it was going to look like. And we have to, you know, play it back and figure out a way for me to do it backwards. So it was like a five minute discussion, or call it
directing
15 second discussion of like, all right, this is what you're going to do. And then we tried a couple different ways, but I was walking backwards with face paint on and like what do you call it, cult clothes on.
Yeah, you definitely look very Koresh.
It was like a 12 and a half hour day, but it was so fun.
It's fun because you have the video, man. I'm actually gonna post that in the
You're talking about like the behind the scenes deal. There's a little snippet, like a, I don't know if it's 30 seconds 3 minutes. It was like how kind of the day went. That wasn't.
No, I haven't seen that.
I don't know where to find it. But they did it with their phones. So one of them just clipped it together.
I love the smell of it.
We'll be burping your face next time.
No, not. I mean,
come on, baby.
I like it out of the can, not out of the can, if you know what I mean.
Check out these cans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys ever wonder where that voice came from? I stole it from Gary.
I always thought of that one. Because there's always like that guy that's like, in a world where both of our core.
Yeah. But still, you were always the one to do that. You always did it really well.
Because of that Geico commercial.
I know, but we would still on Starbucks. We would be like, I don't know, just like talking to these people on the drive-thru in those voices. Welcome to Starbucks. My name is Kelsey. What can we get started for you today? Boom! That awful ding.
Or be like...
I know what you're going to do.
I'm not going to do it.
one of those accents to where they were like, what the fuck? What's going on? And then I come to the window like, yeah, it'll be like 4:25.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for choosing Starbucks. It's here is Kelsey. Would y'all like to try any of our jams, jellies, or preservatives?
I love that. That was like the best. That was one of my favorite lines you would say.
God, man.
If I had gotten up at like 6:30 versus 7:30, I would have been able to drive here in time, meet my first meeting in North Myrtle Beach, which I would have gone to the Starbucks and hopefully run into Don or Bernadette, or I don't know who else is still there, but they're both still there.
Yeah.
And it would have been in the morning, so I would have caught one of them.
Yeah.
But didn't get to go.
Oh, well, I mean, it's not going anywhere.
When's your flight?
Or you're driving?
Yeah, I'm driving. I got to go to Charleston tomorrow, Hilton Head Friday, and then I drive back up to Charleston, drop off the car, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it out Friday night or Saturday morning, but I need to get back because I have a golf event that I am my point for Screwball.
Yeah.
So I have to go home and put a bunch of shit together, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be easy. It's going to be a fun day. But then I get to look forward to Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, y'all.
Thanks, motherfucking giving.
Yes, thanks, fucking giving.
Thanksgiving.
And you're going to eat your turkey.
You're going to eat the turkey.
Because thanks, fucking giving.
Thanksgiving. Cranberry sauce.
Quakers, they're killing Indians.
I don't think Quakers are bad.
Here's a blanket we got for you.
So,
it ain't gonna kill you. I wouldn't put it on your testicle.
Did you see any of this coming? The Screwball stuff. Did you see it? Like, did you see this coming from the beginning? You seem like you kind of maybe have a night. You don't seem like the kind of person whose things sneak up on. Like, you see things from a mile away always, historically. So, did you see this?
What exactly do you mean?
Like, where it is now, dude? It's a fucking nationwide, like taking the nation by storm, literally. Yeah, taking the nation by storm, literally, and you're out here flying across the fucking nation.
I see.
Did you see any of that coming?
This has never happened. It's on my bucket list. But imagine we have a plan, and we've been thinking about this plan for quite a while. It's, we're going to fly to Alaska. There's a really good chance that we're going to catch the Aurora Borealis. Because there is actually like a forecast for it. So same thing. And you can be like, okay, well, I'm going up to be in Alaska. We're going to go. It's the perfect time of year to do it. This is when we can expect it. And this is when we're going to be there. So all we got to do is go out between this time and this time. And boom, we should see it. And we can totally see it coming. And then you go out and look at it. Again, I've never seen Northern Lights, but man, I can only imagine you see it in pictures and you look at it and it's like jaw dropping, unbelievable, like moment of a lifetime sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely saw it going somewhere because I had a easy job. I made good money. I didn't have to leave like a 5-block radius if I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And I'm paying enough to be there. But I see great potential in this. And I see what it is and what it can be. And I'm so thankful to be a part of something so unique and an opportunity I certainly won't see again. And I don't feel like many people do. So it's really, it's so humbling to be able to be a part of this. And it's so exciting and exhausting and stressful and all the things.
Yeah,
I'm so stoked to be a part of this. But you know what? We're enjoying the ride. We believe, every one of us that are a part of it believe in who is leading this ship.
That's what I was going to say. It seems like you've got a really good, you know, you've got really good people at the front of the line.
He's the best boss I've ever had.
Yeah.
He's one guy that, you know, you work
take
hard.
Take that, Joey.
You... Oh, I love Joey. Let me just say, the boss I have now isn't fabulous, but I love Joey.
We love you, Joey. We
love do. You, Joey. But yeah, he you work hard. He will appreciate, and you'll get early gratification for hard work. He's just a great dude. The whole family's all amazing people.
And that's so good, man.
It only breeds loyalty, so we only work harder. And it's really cool that they were even willing to bring some of us with them to do this.
So let me get... All right, so I don't know this part of the story. So they... What is their... You guys all worked at Noodle House, right?
Pretty much.
So what is their association to that?
He owns Noodle House, or did own Noodle House. Him and his brothers.
Yes.
So it was the three Yangs.
Okay.
Kyle, Scott, and Steve.
All right.
And Kyle's very much back of house, great cook, great recipes, amazing talent, responsible for most of the menu. But you haven't been to Obi Noodle House or Obi Noodle House Bar 1502 in Ocean Beach, you definitely check it out. If you are too far away from there, check out the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, the episode about San Diego, yada, yada.
Okay.
Boss man from Hoodads, you're the shit too.
I've always thought that Guy Fieri would be the best voice for, like, Waze. Turn right, dudes.
Only a half mile later to you're at Flavortown.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
So it's Kyle, Scott, and Steve. Man, Steve was really hands-on. They owned that, so that I started working for the second location, and then Steve... Maybe the Yangs. I don't know who owns it, whatever, but we bought a third location. It's a music venue and Irish pub at the time, which is THC where I used to.
Dalton Company?
Yeah. And so
who I follow on Facebook still.
We came up with the peanut butter whiskey at the Noodle House, Snowball, fast forward later. His wife.
Now, Steve, when you were actually using peanut butter and whiskey, right?
Yes. Yes. Still are, but that's where it all started. So, Steve's wife, she is a lawyer at the time, but she also has a master's in chemistry. So she was like, hey, this is selling really well. What do you think about making a whiskey company about it? And he said, well, that's a good idea. You know, he came to us. He's like, what do you think? We're thinking about doing this. And I was like, yeah, please let me be a part of this. So Brittany being the brains of the operation.
Look at who it is.
B. Zielinski.
You've heard that last name. So, just kidding. He normally goes by Glasky.
Help me.
We love you, Buzz.
Oh! Okay, Buzz. Buzz, 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 Buzz. Man, I want to do work for you so you can go have fun. It's like one of the best people in the world.
Listen, the smile that I just saw on Carrie's face is one that can only be produced by you, Buzz.
Jay Baba.
One of my favorite people in the world. Literally favorite coworker easily of all time.
Absolutely.
But anyway.
I've seen you from coast to coast, Buzz.
We love you, Buzz.
It's been a long time, though.
I'm glad to be able to still stay in touch via the internet, you know. The internet is great for this.
He's so supportive, too.
He really is. You are, Buzz.
I appreciate the music choices that he shares with you.
Liz. Hey, darling.
That I think that's great, too. I click on him and I listen to him.
Man, he sends some of the best stuff, and like he'll send me some things sometimes where I'll like click on it, and then like 15 minutes later I'll like come out of that trance that whatever it was he sent me put me in.
Yeah. There's a song I'll share with you later that's just
like that.
Fantastic. Well, what the hell was that?
Somebody shutting their door difficultly.
Oh, okay. I was trying to wrap my logical brain about, like, okay, this not an earthquake, so what the hell is this?
Yeah, well, we're not out there. But,
Hi, Liz.
Yeah, Liz is good people. We love you, Liz.
Do I know Liz?
No, you wouldn't know Liz.
Talk to him for a mo. I gotta
go piss.
Have a sit down and wee.
All right. So, yeah. So basically, I was very excited to get. Oh shit! I was very excited to get Carrie in here to talk about the Screwball Whiskey stuff that's going on because last time we were in here, it was me, Carrie, and Brother Charlie, and I think we just maybe had a little too much fun before we got on the podcast, so we didn't really get a lot of content down or a lot of, like, something that could be counted as actual episode content. So I wanted to be able to get that down now. And plus, I haven't been doing as much lately as I would like to. The only reason, though, is because... Oh, no, he's pissing. You can fucking hear it.
Can you?
Liz just asked if you were pooping. No, he just likes to sit down to pee, Liz. It's just it's something that he's always done. He really digs that. But I haven't been doing as much lately because I don't want to release an episode just for the sake of releasing an episode. I want to, like, actually have something to say. You know, I don't want to not... Oh, there it is. I don't want to have to... Oh, what's going on?
I'm not sure. Sorry. Nothing special.
But yeah, I don't want to release an episode if I don't have anything to say. I don't want to release an episode if
Sorry. Did you hear that? Sorry.
No, not really. No, I just don't want to release an episode if I don't have anything to say. I don't want to get on here and just complain about shit going on in my life. Oh yeah, that's genius.
I was raised in the Republic of Berkeley, which is absolutely what it is.
Oh.
Love Berkeley.
But I don't want to release an episode if I don't have anything to say, because then it's just me sitting here talking, and that's worse than dead air. If I'm sitting here talking about nothing, that's just boring. And I would rather let you guys wait a week or so to get an episode. If it's just going to be me releasing something for the sake of it, right?
Now I'm listening to what you're actually saying. Sorry to let you guys down. I don't know if this is going to... I'll follow where you want to take this.
No, all right. So all I was saying is that you are in a position unlike anybody else that I have ever met. And I think that not many people in the world, especially the folks who will listen to this podcast, are ever in a situation to where they can have a conversation with somebody who was part of starting a very successful liquor company.
I mean, no, you can't say that because we all work hard and we all want to be happy, and that's exactly what we do.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, if you're kind and doors open and things happen, like, what do you do? When you get your first job, you like say, like, oh, this is what I'm going to do forever.
Yeah.
So you always upgrade, you know, you find your first apartment, you upgrade to a better one, you get better job, you know, it snowballs.
I never upgraded. I'm still in my first apartment. I want y'all to know.
Definitely.
I'm still in it.
Definitely.
Of course he didn't, Liz.
I don't think I'm gonna, I don't think I'm going to articulate this properly, but it's such a cool opportunity, but the people that I get to be with make it entirely worth it, and I wouldn't be there without them, with 100%. But you want to touch me?
Motherfucker.
I'm sure. I'm trying to...
I know.
I'm trying
know.
To articulate this properly, and I can't figure out a way to say it, but...
It's not as a big deal to you because you're a part of
it. It's a huge deal, but it's not like... It didn't... I'm just lucky to be here. I feel like, dude, I'm along for the ride. I'm not the driving force behind it. It's Steve and Brittany.
Yeah, for sure, but... Like, you're part of it, man. You're... All right, so whenever this thing was happening... What? How many people are part of this thing at the ground level from day one?
Well, I mean, it all started...
Less than a dozen?
Yeah, you call it that, yeah.
Okay, that's a fucking... Only a few people. And as a guy who's run a bar for years, I saw when Fireball came.
Right?
I saw when Fireball started happening. I know this is going to be huge.
Yeah. Let me just tell you, I was at the right place, right time, and I'm really friendly, and I work really hard. I think that's the only reason I am where I am at all. I have nothing more to do with than that. I'm just lucky to be here, and I guess that's why I say, like, there's no need to touch me.
Yeah, I know.
It's just really cool to be riding this wave at the moment. You know what I mean? I'm just lucky to be here.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that.
And here, like, I mean, every day, that's every moment. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, see, the only part that I am interested in letting the folks know is that when you see all of these things, like when you see Fireball show up or when you saw Jaeger show up,
yeah,
all those years ago, it was because somebody knew how to market. It was because somebody knew how to market the shit, and that's really, really cool that you guys are killing that.
Well, you're absolutely right, but Fireball came before the accessibility of smartphones. Do I need to pull this closer?
No, you're good.
Okay. Came before, you know, the internet in your pocket at every moment.
Yeah.
And that's one leg up that we do have. Yes, it's a great liquid, and I do believe in it. If it weren't good, I would still be... living my perfect little bubble life, not doing shit, and being able to travel way more than you know what I mean?
Yeah. LOL, Liz. Now I don't care if you don't wash your hands.
All right, what was I saying?
But no, like you would still be in your little corner. Yeah, if it wasn't good. It is, and dude, it is. I know that I've only.
Yeah, and then you wiped your mouth out.
Yeah, but it is delicious. It really is.
To be deliberate, like, I'm not drinking.
It's a point of pride for me, man.
I get it. I don't mean to badger that.
Nah, you're good. But see, what's funny is that, you know, because. Y'all were always the ones that were, like, kind of going out and shit, and I would sort of sit home. Like, I would kind of stay behind, and I wasn't really into that. Like, as a matter of fact, the only thing I really went and did was that one time that we went to Charleston and the one time we went to Columbia, and then the...
Look, man, okay, so this is a great point. Bennettsville, born and bred, right?
Yeah.
You made it to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Big move.
Right.
Huge. It was huge.
Yeah.
And it suited you well.
Yeah.
Now this is Bennettsville. Right?
Yeah, right.
So it's time to go to the new Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Because you keep doing well, so yeah. Why stop here? You've been there, you can come back to here. You see what this has to offer.
Oh, yeah.
But you know there's plenty more to be seen, so, and you have so much potential. Why would you just sit here and complain about how, man, you know what? I feel like my potential's not being seen the way it should.
Yeah. And I, you know, it could be that. It could be one day I'll get to the point to where I'm like shit. You know, I've been watching so much.
I've been drinking all day. That's my job.
One day last week I was sitting around and I was watching, just comedy videos, on YouTube and podcasts and shit. And every single video I watched for like 5 or 6 hours were all from the Comedy Store in L.A. And I was like, man, this has got to be. And then I watched this video of Bobby Lee driving into Sam Tripoli's car in the parking lot of the Comedy Store, and some random person is just taking a video, and then you see Tony Hinchcliffe walk by, and then you see Eric Griffin walk in, and then you see Jeff Ross walk by with somebody else, and then you see like Bobby Lee and Sam Tripoli in the parking lot screaming at each other because Bobby just drove into Sam's. I'm like, this is just in a parking lot. I was like, fuck, man, I would love to just be part of that group. That would be fun.
There's a lot of parking lots.
I know.
You've seen these. There's a lot more.
I know. You're not saying anything I don't know.
I'll tell you this. I'll scream at you all day, and if until you decide that you want to move out of Bennettsville,
I will make a groundbreaking announcement right now.
Yes, he's ready to go.
Kelsey Hudgens on his iPhone has Googled the price of rent in the state of California.
Oh, let's all just pat you on the back. No. Oh, it's like you've moved already.
No.
Great for you.
Fuck you.
No, don't expect us to praise you.
You motherfucker.
I get it's a big move for you, but it's not praiseable.
Fuck you. For me, it is.
It's a big step for you, and I'm proud of you.
It's the biggest step.
Man, the biggest step was moving out of Bennettsville. So,
in my defense, I didn't know I moved out of Bennettsville by the time I'd already done it.
It was a rare circumstance, but...
But you know that's true.
It could always be that fun.
I didn't know I'd move out of Venezuela. Do you remember these?
I sent them.
I know you did.
Yeah.
I got one of them that I've set drinks on, and
I don't think they make that beer anymore. They might, but I don't think they do.
Okay, so in Bakersfield, I can actually live in somewhere similar than what I have here.
Sorry, Liz. I'm reading your chat points, and it's so delayed, I don't know what you're talking about. So I don't know and how much. I don't know what that means.
Sorry. I think that she was agreeing with you that this is my new Bennettsville. And if I don't...
I got that.
Yeah. And how much is she's asking me about rent, or how much places are in California. So I look in L.A.
Okay.
And... in places like, I don't know, like,
there you go.
That's the one. So I looked in L.A., and places in L.A. are like a studio in Koreatown, probably around $1,000. A studio in Burbank, like $1,200.
Burbank is so much better.
I know. That's where I'm looking.
Yeah,
that's where I've looked.
I'm just got to say, it's so much better. But and Fowler's not too far away, so like
yeah,
when I do work around that area or in LA, I always am in that area.
So yeah, like I don't know, but yeah, dude, I don't know why. And I told Smitty this on the way to Wilmington the other day. I was like, dude, like I googled how much places were out there. Like that's just, I know that that's nothing.
Yes, roommates,
but.
Yep. It's pretty much.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty much a given.
I know.
I mean that. It's a necessary evil. That's a better way to say it.
I know. And that's what we were talking about the other night. Like you'd have to start off with a roommate, and then you know get settled. And there's a guy who lived here who worked here. He was a Marshwalk guy, and he lives out there now. And I was asking him. I was like, man. You know, what's the deal out there? I was like, keep this super on down low because I'm not really trying to, you know, have people thinking that I'm just going to fucking up and move to California because that's not how it's going to go. Like, this is like, if this is going to happen,
it's going
to take some time.
It sometimes is how it goes. You just up and go.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, that's, you know.
You do what you got to do, man. But
yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like, the fact that I'm inquiring about these things now is
a huge
step for me.
Just look a little farther past your nostril.
I know.
And keep going. You're looking in the right direction, and I love it. I'm so stoked. But I'm not exactly going to be like,
great job, you, man.
No, I know.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Just keep going.
Same page.
Keep going.
Same page. But, dude, I don't know, like, I had that thought, and I'd never had that thought before.
I had never thought that before. This is a Father John Misty song. Father John Misty song about, yeah, what is that?
It looks like a gumball. Let me put it in my mouth.
I don't think you should do that. Jawbreaker.
It's a jawbreaker. Oh, I was wrong. I'm still going to eat it, though.
Okay. But anyway, so, yeah, I'd never had that thought before. Oh, there, you can hear it. I'd never had that thought before, and the other day I had that thought, and that's just, for me, that's a huge deal. Like, I'm so comfortable where I am and so happy with my current situation as far as, like, living quarters and...
Let me just say this. If it were me, I'd be tired. I've seen the same thing. I would be stretched enough to want to see something different, like a turtle outgrowing one's shell.
Yeah. Liz knows all about it because I said that. You're a on big turtle. I said that on an April Ludgate. Damn right, Liz, we need that. But no, I said that on Twitter the other day. I was like, okay, so I just Googled how much places cost in Burbank.
She took it away?
Oh, no. She was like, maybe she was talking about what my roommate could look like. I'm going to oust you, Liz. That's good.
Your floor tastes delicious.
Was there any hair in it? I'd be surprised if there isn't. But anyway, yeah, like, I know that the roommate situation would be a thing, and I've lived with myself for a couple years now, so, like, it's, living by yourself is it, man. That's just cool. But see, and I know that, no, I'm looking at the chat, I'm still young and free, I just get distracted when I'm talking to someone in front of me, Liz. I love you.
You know, I lived by myself for maybe 6 months in my entire life. The whole time.
Yeah. Shit,
and
you're right.
And it was still pretty much community living. I just had my own little cabin.
And then I was in Julian?
Mm-hmm. But that's the only time. That's the only time I ever got to control the thermostat.
I'm always confused. So, I don't know. I don't mind that. See, I didn't mind roommates. One thing that was cool was with Charlie was easy. Charlie was a good roommate. Charlie was easy. Blair was easy. Blair was a good roommate. Like, it's just, I've just been in other situations where I'm like, oh man, like, I especially moving in with somebody you don't even know. Like, that's kind of like, that's strange for me. But here's the thing.
Sometimes lessons are hard.
I wish that I could maybe just buckle down a little bit on my finances and be able to just start out there the way that I am here in a way. Just like, you know what? I just kind of want to have a small place there.
You absolutely should. You absolutely
and
should.
Could.
Should cushion yourself before you go out there.
Yeah, I mean, got to. But the thing is I don't know. Is this just a thought? Is this just like one of those things that I get obsessed with for a little bit and then it just fades away?
I don't know. I feel like you've always had it in the back of your mind. And yeah. Now you're really leaning on it.
Yeah.
And again, you moved out of Bennettsville. You can move out of Bennettsville again.
Yeah.
You shouldn't look at it any differently.
It is Liz Chat, Sheila.
Plus, check this out. We all used to ride horses, and we all used to have swords, and we would leave our families for months or years at a time. What's the difference? Now we can text each other. Now we can look each other to the phone, FaceTime, yada, yada. We really got it really good. We really shouldn't bitch about anything.
You're right.
We don't even have to slice our own bread. We don't. Or cheese.
Wow. See, that's monumental. That's thoughts I can get behind right there. We don't even have to slice our own bread or cheese.
We don't.
It's true, we don't. And the thing is, though, God, man,
I love grilled cheese.
Oh, man. Isn't
it? We do have remember our own cheese and bread.
Do you remember that time before I realized that my mom was just an awful person and not worth my attention when we stopped
and she gave us microwaved cheese sandwiches. We were on the way back from Travis's house in Florence.
Oh, and yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, holy shit.
That was the time we rode around the Mini, right?
I didn't ride in the Mini. We were in my car. We drove my car. And I remember we stopped, and I think I stopped to get... I called my mom and was like, hey, we're hungry. Can you make some grilled cheese sandwiches? And instead of making us grilled cheese sandwiches like any good mom would do, she made us microwaved cheese and bread.
But they were soft. They were so good. So soft.
And I picked up the 12-string guitar that you played in the driver's or the passenger seat.
Yeah. Where is that? Do you still have that?
I don't know.
Maybe Evan has that. Evan, get a job.
Okay, so I was telling people.
If he does see this, he's gonna call me. Like, what the fuck, man?
What the fuck, man? No, I was telling. I was in the Discord channel. I don't know, Sheila. It's in the air. Don't get it. Don't count the chickens, Liz. We don't know
yet. Liz.
We don't know yet.
Suddenly.
But.
Yeah, he is thinking about it.
I was talking to the Kill Tony Discord chat about somebody, you know, somebody on Kill Tony said, oh, man, they used to call me Firecrotch. They used to call me all of these different things, different names, you know. Like, I was, like, discriminated against. And I was like, fuck, man. I had a friend who, like, made it a point of pride and referred to himself as Firecrotch. Like, it was prideful to him. He loved it.
You got to own it.
You remember that time he said he wrote this song? He said, I wrote this song about my dad and me and pretty much every other redhead in the world. And it was just Firecrotch over and over. He was just playing the chords he knew, just screaming Firecrotch.
The thing about it is, and I'm gonna tie this right back in the Screwball. Yeah, he's Firecrotch and he owned it. He was proud of it.
Yeah.
We all have our embarrassing vulnerabilities, right? So, we just like Facebook, Instagram, anything you want to depict your life to be on social media as perfect and as fun and carefree, and you don't post about your long, like maybe you're a server and you had a double and it sucked because it was a Sunday and everybody got drunk.
Church people don't tip.
Afterwards, church people came in and they were mean. Who knows? But you don't post about that. Some people do, which, whatever. No one wants to hear about your shit.
Yeah.
Because everybody has their own. But, you know, Screwball, you lean into those weird things about yourself. You own those sort of things. So if you're a Firecrotch, then yeah, I'm fucking Firecrotch.
You know, every group of friends has a Screwball.
And we all...
Safer than a tube sock.
We all have... these weird, embarrassing things about us. But just lean into them. Embrace them. Own them. We all have them. So what difference, like, it's unity and diversity, as House of Blues would say.
Yeah, right.
So we're all the same because we are also different.
I don't think Carrie fucks with a Twitter list.
That's what we have.
But no, we are all the same.
I don't have Twitter.
Yeah, we're all the same. Yeah,
We're all the same because none of us have it together. Nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. We all have these dumb things about us. And sometimes it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But lean into it. And that's what basically Screwball's motto is, let your freak flag fly. One of my favorite quotes. Don't know who it is. It is no measure of good health to be well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. Basically, just meaning if you don't fit in, it doesn't mean anything's wrong with you.
That sounds like Bukowski, man.
Own that. I don't think it is. I think it's like some sort of Indian name I can't say.
Liz, I know you weren't in here earlier when I was talking about it, but I've pretty much done that. I've kind of like, I even posted on Facebook the other day. I was like, guys, I love y'all. Like, don't freak out. Because if you stop posting on Facebook, and I was somebody who posted a lot. And if you stop posting after posting a lot, I feel like people might think something's wrong with you. You know, and I just wanted to make that a point. Like,
I'm not getting paid.
No, don't.
Don't worry about him.
Don't worry about him.
Excuse me.
Don't worry about him.
Excuse me.
Don't worry about him. Fuck. Don't do that. Okay, go ahead then. But anyway, no, just like I posted a lot on Facebook. Dude, that one beer is in there. I don't know. It was from when you were here, though. Oh no, there's also up top. There's a summer ale. I don't know how old that is, but it was probably from the summer. Ooh, you're not gonna want that. You're gonna take a sip out of it, and you're not gonna like it.
Just have them. I don't give a shit. Just Venmo me.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Just do that. Venmo. But yeah. So
what's the spread?
30. Oh. Fucking A. Seriously.
Let's talk about it in the morning.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. So in
this is bad.
Yeah, you're not gonna want that. You're not gonna like it. You're gonna take a sip of it and be like, "This was a mistake."
I can't wait to try it.
You're gonna take a sip of it and be like, "This was a mistake. No one should ever drink this."
I think that's why it's still in your fridge.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like much of anything. It's not horrible.
Yeah, well, it gets you fucked up because it's been in there for a hot minute. Like a long time.
I guess it's been crisping.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, I had to make a post and be like, "I love you guys, but I'm cutting down my Facebook time by a lot. Like, I'm not leaving, but I'm not going to be here like I was." And I'll pop through every now and again and, like, go through, like, four or five posts. But once I'm in it for, like, a couple of minutes, I'll get out. Just because I'll start seeing, and I'll get a bad habit of, like, seeing somebody say something passive aggressive, and then I'll go look in the comments and try to figure out what happened, you know, and then just like, because I'm nosy,
yeah,
and I'll just be like, "Dude, I don't need this in my life. Like, dude, I just don't need this shit."
No, you don't.
Yeah, I don't need this shit. You want tonight? You're gonna get the best sleep you've ever gotten.
Yeah, no, yeah, I won't care about it till tonight. Yep,
yeah,
that's what made me laugh.
But still, though, like, yeah, I'm over it. I don't really care to fuck with it anymore. I'll still post shit that because my Instagram's still tied to it.
Most of what I do is just repost. I mean, you see this. Well, maybe you don't. Obviously now.
Yeah.
But all I do is repost screwball stuff, and my Instagram is me taking pictures of something. Some inanimate object, like nothing specific or special, to remember where I went, because I travel so frequently. So I use hashtag screw tour and tour de screw to make a record, yeah, of where I've been.
Right.
Because it's been so much. And it's really been really cool because I've been able to see or technically mark off places, or as Japanese say, victory. You know, that's how they do that, right? That's not a peace sign. That's a victory. They conquer that spot. Oh. So I conquered a bunch of spots this year.
Twitter is the Wild West.
But if I didn't do that, I would forget where I ever went.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And Mike the Graduate.
Mike the Graduate. Dude, that's, by the way, tell me the story behind that.
What do you mean?
Like, I know it's apparently the high school picture of someone who you work with.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of the screw crew, as we call ourselves. He's a 52-year-old from San Diego. He went to San Diego State University. That makes him a San Diego University Aztec. And this was his senior picture, right? So he
from SDSU or from high school?
From high school.
I was about to say. Like,
so he comes to our house. We did a lot of work out of our own houses for a great deal of time. Well, not in a long time, but it seemed like forever
because yeah.
we did so much. So one day I go out on my porch, and there's just Mike's graduation picture sitting in a succulent on my porch in a pot. Like, well,
you're a fucking idiot because
you don't know what you've just done. I'm going
to have so much fun with this. So he's been to Finland. He's been to Iceland. He's been to Niagara Falls. He's been to Miami. He's been to the Keys. He's been to Hawaii. He's been to Seattle. He's been everywhere. And what's funny is, I can't say funny, but his mom recently passed within the last year, call it 6 months. And so he had to clean out her house, and he found a big stack more of these same pictures. And he told me about it. So I was like, Mike, you got to give me these pictures. So I started passing them out to all these people in all these different areas around the country.
Yeah.
And that's why I've taken a lot of these pictures myself. However, it's always good. Like, I've got one at Lambeau Field. I've gotten one on, in the Cub Stadium, just from all over.
Yeah.
But I ended up having like 15 of them, of the same pockets, wallet sized picture of Mike the Graduate. I don't know why he gave me one, but I don't know why he gave me 15 more. But it's going pretty well. I mean, the pictures don't even have to be great.
Have you left one anywhere? There's
actually been one in Italy. No. I've always given away with purpose. That way, I explain what's happening. So please send me a picture back, so I can add it to the.
So you've given one away, but it was like, take this with you where you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I get that. That's like, cool.
Help in this project and send it to me, and I'll add it to the portfolio that is hashtag Mike the Graduate.
Right. That's beautiful, man. That's so fucking cool to where, like, I know so many people like take this, like, one thing that I remember was this daughter who gave her dad. See, I told you.
It tastes like malt, just a malt liquor. I'm going to drink it all, but
you're probably going to regret drinking it all.
It's not great. I won't.
Okay. All right. Oh my goodness, Buzz. Who knows? You know what?
Buzz.
Who knows, man? Here's the thing. It would be really, really tough.
Ibrahim, Lala, welcome, my friend. Hello, my friends. I'm a singer. I want you to support me. Why do I just assume he has an accent?
I don't know, but neither one of us are going to get a job for Saturday Night Live.
Did you?
Are you not up to date with that?
No.
Okay, never mind then.
Why?
My jokes fall on deaf ears. Shane Gillis, who was on a podcast and did a impersonate, like did a Chinese voice. Who was?
Got it.
Yeah. No wife, no kids. Then I ain't raping nobody.
I'm definitely out then.
Oh, dude, me too, dude. Me and you both have always been voice people.
Yeah,
we communicate in.
My mother found a nickel in the bathtub. My mother is now one nickel richer as she has found a nickel in the bathtub.
Hey, you got a Bible for my shit in?
Are you, bruh? Yeah, all right.
See, the whole thing. I know, Liz. And one day I'll probably, like, I don't know, pack up and. But here's the thing. I know that I will only be able to take with me what I can fit in my car.
I took less than that.
I can't take. I'm not leaving a fucking $3,000 bed that I will be done paying for next month here.
You need to borrow some ratchet straps.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got an 80-foot tarp.
Mm-hmm.
We put a rack on the back of our car for my moped, and we strapped everything that we had onto that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to roll.
Mm-hmm. I'll get a hitch put on my 4-cylinder Ford Fusion and rent a U-Haul. The small one that I can pull with my car.
Yeah, sounds like you already have a plan.
Fuck, I guess I do.
Who needs advice when you already have the answers?
I guess. See, here's the thing.
Unless it's Screwball. Screwball. Peanut butter whiskey.
Screwball.
I don't remember the question. However, it's always the answer.
Yeah, though I forget the question, Screwball Whiskey is always the answer. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Screwball Whiskey, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. Visit screwballwhiskey.com.
So, yeah, the more I talk about this thing, I guess the more I have thought about it.
That was good. That's good. Should you wipe?
What do you think we pay?
What the fuck are you doing here?
And one time at band camp.
Stop me!
This is just a bad reception.
Take my hairy ass.
What's that?
Stop me!
But yeah, so like, I don't know. I guess the more I talk about it, the more I have thought about it. But you bringing it up the other day, because I did, full disclosure, I haven't told a lot of people about this, but I did text Carrie the other day and was like, hey, man, I had a thought that I've never had before. And you probably knew what it was before I even said it.
No, you can always kind of understand what you're about to say because you're a very good storyteller.
Thank you. But you've heard them all.
But if you know... No, I definitely haven't, but...
Oh, I mean, you've heard enough to know where it's going when I start telling one.
It's like building a sandcastle. You know where the proverbial cherry is going to fall.
Yeah.
And so when you started talking about it, I was like, yes, this is a great thing. Yep. Oh, flower's going to blossom. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, aren't you glad that the flower was planted? Which I am, but I'm not going to pat you on the back for it.
Oh, no, I understand. And now, don't think that I'm asking you for that.
Aren't you glad that
the
flower is planted?
Aren't you glad that I put the seed in the dirt?
I'm not saying it because of that. I'm just saying that I haven't said this. Jesus. Like, I was making it a point to not talk about that on air or in public, really, just because I didn't want it to... I just didn't want it to, like, hey, there you go. Was it saying the same, yeah.
How long have you guys known each other?
There you go.
I met Kelsey the last time that I ate Burger King, which, okay, so if you recall, last fall they were doing a 10 nuggets for a $1 special. I believe it came out to $108. And I was trying to ride a bicycle through the drive-thru because it was late night. They already had the dining room closed. I only had $1.25. Man, I was hungry. And he pulled up behind me in his Ford Focus. Ford Focus.
Yeah.
Is it a Ford Focus or a Fusion?
Yeah.
Which one?
Fusion.
Okay. Yeah, it's the silver one. And I looked behind me and I was like, man, okay. Yo, bro. I got like... 12 cents with your name on it. If you just
let me sit in your car for a little bit.
Please just let me sit in your car.
Yeah.
I ended up giving you, what, three of the nuggets too?
Yeah.
So well, seven nuggets for.
It was a hard bargain. I was shooting for five.
For $1.20. Wow, yeah, I only would have had. But seven nuggets that I got, and it cost me a little bit of inconvenience and $1.25.
CBK gang in the house.
CBK.
Love you too, Puddin.
That's how we met each other.
That's how we met each other. It was 1 year ago yesterday, actually. This is in celebration of that.
Right, for whatever reason, right as I was about to get in, you started cleaning your, you were like pulling your windshield wiper and wiper fluid thing.
Oh, yeah, to clean it. Yeah, that's right.
And it got me pretty wet.
Yeah.
Ended up, like getting some of that soap in my eye.
Yeah.
And that.
Oh.
I was like squinting for like 3 days.
So every time he would try to look at something clearly, he would think of me because he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here we are drinking Crispin Rosé hard cider.
1 year later.
It's actually just a little over.
Well, you know, our.
What was it? Yeah, it was maybe 13 months.
My and what's funny is he actually was when he was headed out west, you know, shortly after a year ago today, he stopped by my cousin's 7-Eleven in Topeka, Kansas, and still only had $1.25 to his name.
Three hot dogs that they were about to throw away.
Yes, they were about to throw away the hot dogs that were on the
rotisserie or the roly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of the condiments, need I say?
Yeah.
They free.
All the condiments are free, which is true. And you know what? If you get, you know, someone who's running a store that has a good heart, the bun is also free. So you could, you know, if you don't say anything, you could just load it with relish and onions and, you know, ketchup and mustard and have you a nice little, you know, dish there. See, my cousin who owns the store, of course, he runs a hard bargain. So,
am I feeling okay? Yeah, I'm feeling okay. I mean, this Crispin's killing it for me.
Dude, you just wait. It's going to be bad. You might not do anything tomorrow.
I don't have that option, do I? What time is it?
It's about 8 o'clock. We'll be getting out of here. We'll be getting out of here soon and chill. Yeah, my cousin in Topeka, Kansas, at the 7-Eleven station that he runs, where there were three hot dogs that were about to be disposed of. And Carrie here says, well, excuse me, sir, but I beg your pardon, but pardon me if you don't mind me asking. I have $1.25, and the luck would have it that it was a Kansas quarter. So my cousin, being the fucking patriot that he is, said, since your quarter depicts the great state of Kansas, instead of giving these three hot dogs to the trash can, which I was about to, I will give them to you for that quarter. So you got to keep your dollar, but you lost your quarter with Kansas on it. Unbeknownst to the others, that was the not many people know this, but there's only one quarter left with the state of Kansas on it. And that was it, and he didn't know it, but my cousin, who owns a 7-Eleven in Topeka, Kansas, sold this quarter on eBay for $3 million, and he sold his 7-Eleven franchise and now lives in a facility in Destin, Florida, where they take care of all of his laundry and dishes.
Equestrian.
Yeah. He has horses in his bathroom. Has a very large bathroom. All four right. Very small horses.
I don't believe you.
Oh, I love you back, Puddin'. We love everybody. So, true story.
I'm Kelsey. Nice to meet you, Gabe. Charles.
Oh, yeah, Liz is keeping up with it.
Wait to see what happens. All right. Well, hey, thank you for tuning in, you know.
Hey, man, since the last time you were here, I've actually, there's a few more people who actually pop in to watch these things live than there used to be.
I mean, I'm sure that happens every time you have a guest, but thanks for trying to.
Swear to God, I'm not really.
Fart into my wind chime.
Ah, fart into your wind. Jesus Christ. So should we tell them the real story or about the?
Wasn't. I had a coupon.
It wasn't Burger King. It was Wendy's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Wendy's. How many times have you gotten a solid belly laugh out of that just thinking it on your own?
Guaranteed low prices, most. I struggle to come up with new ones because I want to laugh at that shit so hard.
Kill Tony fam, Deluxe fam. We're all in it together. There you go.
There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, you. I mean, I guess you say it.
Okay.
Because you'll remember it better than I will. I was basically trying to annoy everybody.
I remember when you and... Because I'm going to tell... I'm not going to name any names because of the story. I know you won't give a shit. But there was a time in which we were trying to acquire some marijuana. And I had a $50 bill.
This is story time for me, too. I don't remember.
You said, I'm not taking that $50 bill.
Oh.
Because yeah. Fuck $50 bills. They're bad luck.
Yeah. And now I know where this is going.
And I was like, fuck, man. I mean, it's money. It's all I got. You know, I don't got nothing smaller than this. It's just, I don't know if any of y'all knew. When I came down to Myrtle Beach, your boy was balling. I had me a bankroll, son. Like, I just moved out of my folks' house. Had a savings. I wasn't paying no rent.
And you came to slum it with us. And it did. I couldn't tell the difference. I mean,
I did. I was slumming. But no,
it was a major downgrade if you were balling, which I didn't know that you were balling.
Well,
I knew you had a shit ton of sweet ass guitars.
Yeah, I had a lot of cool shit and a sweet and drum set.
I learned more later, but I didn't know at the time.
Yeah, but no, like back then, it was 2006. I wrote a verse and a chorus of a song, and. It was about a weekend of
I'm not getting paid?
Right. Yeah, yeah. There's no dollars. There was put Keith on it, by the way. Kill Tony fam, Kill Tony Deluxe fam in full effect. So I came down for basically a birthday party. My buddy Evan, who I played music with Evan back home, like me, Evan, and another one of my friends named Joe. Used to play music and write together back home. So I came down here and Evan's 19th birthday party. Ring you around and pull you back. So that happened and I never left. So the place where I ended up staying, Carrie had known him. Charlie, who was on the last podcast with Carrie when he was here, it was a bonus content. And the last time that happened... Charlie was here, so none of that bullshit. None of that bullshit. It don't work. So yeah, we were just always together, hanging out at this house, hanging out at this place, and Carrie was just one of the randoms who was over there. In my mind, he was a random. You know, I didn't fucking know him, but. He was just part of the crew. That
Goo Tigers.
Yeah, fuck that. I know, man.
What is wrong with this guy? Hey, I'm exhausted. I've been drinking a good bit. Smoked a little bit, but I'm tired as shit.
Yeah, I believe it.
For real.
Fuck all that, because when did you get here? You got here this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good message last night. But anyway, finding out you were going to be here. Like you were just one of the few people who would end up crashing. Now the other guys would end up going home, but you kind of just hung out at the house because I played music, you played music, and we would just kind of jam. And plus, we had fucking Grandma's Boy on repeat. And we would all just be running around like smoking and drinking. We got a keg for Evan's party.
Oh yeah.
And Charlie convinced me. He said, if you'll stay here, because I would drive back to Bennettsville and sleep at my house because I was scared of the snakes, and it was only like an hour and a half. You remember that? I wouldn't stay in the house because Charlie had pet snakes and I was terrified of the snakes. So I would drive back to Bennettsville. But anyway, Charlie was like, dude, if you'll stay here and you won't leave, if you'll stay tonight,
We'll throw a party. We'll get a keg tonight, and we'll throw a party every single night until we float that keg. And you remember that?
That's exactly what he would say.
Yep. And we did. We had a party every night, and we like three or four nights. And
night three, it kicked.
Night three, yep. Night three, we kicked it, and that was also the night that some dude passed out on the front porch of the house and with like a carton of Newports or something like that. And everybody in the house like stole like a pack of cigarettes from this dude.
I don't know this. This is funny.
This dude passed out. He had like a fucking carton of Newports and he just like on our stoop, and there was not even a porch. It was literally just a square of concrete and a door,
yeah,
which you couldn't even use because my bed, my futon, blocked the door from opening up.
Yep.
Yeah. And
God, that place sucked.
It did.
It was just so cold.
It was freezing all the time, man.
There's no blankets, no place to sit.
You used to sleep in the fucking day window, like the...
Yeah, you know, man, Charlie's always kept a good time around him, but he is pretty much a polar bear.
Oh, he likes it freezing, yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool for me when we moved into the big house, because when we got the big house, I had the garage.
You got room. The best room.
Of course I did.
In that place.
Of course I did.
You paid more for it too, right?
Yeah.
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 All right. I figured so. All right. I think I remember so.
Yeah.
That place was awesome.
Yeah, me and Charlie talked about it. Yeah, God, that place sucked. You're right, Liz. It really did, man. I'll give you guys a walkthrough. So, all right, you'd walk through the back door of this house.
I had so much fun at the house, Liz.
But
you shut your sunny mouth.
You said it. She's repeating what you said.
Huh? What? I love that house.
You said, God, that place sucked.
Did I?
Yeah. She's repeating what you said. No, but yeah, like you walk through the back door and the kitchen is right there.
Trying to sleep there, sucked.
Huh?
Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, you walk through the back door and you had to come through the back door because, well, you'll see. Come through the back door, the kitchen, sink, a little bar area, stove and whatnot. Mm. And then the refrigerator is like in the wall here. Like, so there's no like, the refrigerator door is like with the wall, and there's a little one table. And right next to the little one table on the other side of that bar in the kitchen is my futon that I slept on, which is literally like a foyer, but yeah, not even big enough to be counted as one.
It was like a summertime's mud room, right?
That's right, Liz. The first place, calm your tits. Ladies. Get them, Liz. But so my futon was blocking the door, and right in front of the futon was the snakes on a little table. And then you go into the little living room where there was this giant big screen TV that was the kind of TV that you need three or four people to help you move.
It was like 40 inches, but it was also 4 feet tall and about 125 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like the biggest big screen TV that you could get in like maybe 95.
Oh, you mean that? Oh, is there one that sat on the floor or the one that went on the wall?
No, not one on the wall. The big one.
Okay, yeah. The one that was sitting down, yeah.
Yeah, the
it was like
the wide one.
Yeah, big. It was like when big screens were big and long off the wall.
Right, right.
Except for this was a shorter version, but gigantic and still heavy.
Yeah.
They just made it skinnier.
Right. And we had that constantly playing Grandma's Boy, and there were these three leather electric recliners, and the middle one didn't work. Yep. And that was where most people slept, was on those things. Like, this was a one bedroom house. That was the little living area. So there was only one door inside this house. And that one door led to where what was the bathroom and the laundry room, and all of that was together. The laundry room, bathroom, sink, and then through, like, the bedroom where Charlie's bed and his computer and shit was, which was basically where we all hung out, really, around the computer and in his room, kind of.
It was either one room or the other.
Right. You're right.
It was like maybe 900 square feet.
Not even. I don't even think it was that.
Probably not.
Yeah. But this house was made for a handicapped person. So, like, the hallways were really wide for, like, wheelchair accessibility and stuff.
That's cool.
That's why there was only one. That's why there wasn't a door to get to the bathroom. You just come from the bedroom to straight around. So, Evan was sleeping between the washer and dryer and the little linen closet.
For some reason.
Yeah, he wanted to sleep there. Like he said, he'd have his own little spot, I guess. But
I guess it was probably, at times, the quietest room in the house.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not Charlie's. It's not the living room.
Yeah.
So that was the only other option.
If you've ever seen I'm Dying God. Up Here, if you've ever seen I'm Dying Up Here,
shitty house.
That, like, when they slept in a little closet, that's basically what Evan's situation was. Except it wasn't a closet, it was just between a closet and a washer and dryer. And it was a handicap house. But yeah, so Evan, when we'd have to take a shit, like, we'd literally sit down and take a shit, and Evan's face would be a foot and a half in front of us. And we're like, Evan, we got to take a shit. And he'd just cover his head up and fucking, we'd take a shit. Or we'd be in the shower and somebody would come in the bathroom to take a piss and hand you a beer over to random shower beer.
That's what happens when you have
800 roommates.
In less than, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say it's 700 square. It was bigger than 700 square feet. I think that's what I've got now.
Dude, there was easily. Dude, it was probably about the size of this house. It's probably about the size of my place here.
Plus half of, no, it was smaller than this. Plus half of the bay window shit had wooden giraffes standing everywhere.
Oh, dude, he loved that shit.
Yeah, they were cool, though.
We used to pick on him about those giraffes.
They probably still are cool, but.
But yeah, but Evan would be like a foot in front of us when we'd take a shit. And there was no privacy in this house. Like, there's no like seeing roommates naked or just being like, there was no privacy in this house. Everybody knew everybody's every information, and people would just be, there would be so many people crashing on the floors or just anywhere they could find a spot in this house. There would be a one bedroom house where there were seven of us living there at one time. There was me, you, Ben, Charlie,
Scott. I didn't live in Atlantic. Well, I stayed over there a lot, but
you stayed over there a lot. You may as well live there.
But yeah, you, Evan, Scott, and
me, Evan, Benji. Scott, Benji, Charlie.
Uh huh.
And dude, there was rarely a night when like Olivia wasn't there or Tori or Lauren or any of those girls. There were rarely a night when they weren't there. I mean, you were there a lot.
I was there a lot.
But then that was the whole thing when me and Charlie started talking about, we need to get a bigger house. We need to start, you know, and we started going and looking around and stuff. And because me and Charlie were the ones that were like going and looking at the places a lot, I was like, dude, how about me and you just get pick of our rooms? And he was like, I'm fine with that. I was like, dude, you can get the master bedroom. I don't care. I was like, I really want the upstairs bedroom.
Please.
Please. Can I have the upstairs bedroom? I was like, I want to get that.
Otherwise, it was Evan and Scott across the way. You have Evan, which probably, Evan would probably be fine.
Evan was fine.
But yeah. Scott would have ruined that room up there.
Yeah. Right.
He'd be like, it's fine. I'm going to smoke cigarettes anyway.
I just like, not fine.
I'm just going to smoke some cigarettes up here.
So I ain't even got to go outside. I just pop the phone window.
I just go.
I can just see somebody riding through the neighborhood and Scott just sitting one leg out of the window smoking a cigarette. Like, what kind of fucking neighborhood are we moving in here?
Hey, it's 5 o'clock subway.
He ruined that room. And Ben like moved out of the room with Scott and moved into the day room that we had.
Yeah.
You remember he just lived in there. He said, fuck it, I'll just sleep back here and let the sun wake me up when it comes up. I don't care. He says, I will not stay in a room with Scott. But anyway, I told Charlie, yeah. I was like, dude, give me that. Let me get the upstairs room. I said, I've never had a house with an upstairs. I said, I want to live in an upstairs room. I've never done it before. I just really want to. And it just so happened that it had its own bathroom. And like,
it was perfect.
It was perfect. Dude. It was perfect. Dude, my, with those chairs, it was the ultimate chill spot.
You remember when we all hung up there the entire time and once you were ready to go to bed.
It was always, everybody was always in my room. That was our smoking spot.
Remember the time I ended up hurting my back at I think Evan got in a wreck and it hit my back a certain way to where I, my, like, I don't know, right over my hip side, I got it.
Yeah.
I just ended up, it was, we were playing Civilization Revolution pretty hardcore on the Xbox in your room. I think that's what it was. And I ended up sleeping on the floor, but I woke up and my back was just locked up. And I laid there on your floor the whole... No, this... Was this... Yeah, yeah. I laid on your floor the whole day. The whole day. I woke up and didn't get off the floor.
Was that when... Was that when I was...
It was awful.
When I
brushed my teeth so bad.
Was that when I was rewatching Lost?
I think we all rewatched Lost.
Well, I remember I watched...
We watched a shit ton... Yeah.
I had to catch up because y'all were like a season or so ahead of me.
Season two at that time.
Yeah, I was catching up. And we were getting to where it was like season two or three. Nah, Liz, you wouldn't know. I'm the puker out of the crew. I would puke and just go right back to partying.
About to throw up. Bless you, Liz.
But yeah, like that was...
I'm sad to say I'm a professional.
Yeah. Dude, you... That was just... I would do that and be like, dude, is he all right? Yeah, he's fine now. You remember that when I used to just puke randomly and just...
It's like you're sneezing, like...
Yeah.
One second.
Oh... Yeah, all right. So,
it's true. It was just like getting a sneeze out.
When we were that time, and I know we talked about this last time, but it wasn't technically on an episode, so listeners probably haven't heard it. But when we went to Columbia that time, or Atlanta to pick you up, and then went to Columbia, and we were walking into,
Mr. Clark.
Whose house was it?
Jeff?
Yep, Jeff's house. And when we were walking into Jeff's house, what was his brother's name?
Devin.
I was going to say Evan, but Devin, yeah. So when we were walking into Jeff's house, like, I'm pretty sure that they had just moved in, like, that day. And, like, eight of us fucking showed up. And like, I'm outside.
Somebody
like,
picked us up from Atlanta?
Yeah, we picked you up from Atlanta. And we were walking into the house, and I was just randomly just... Bleh. Yacked in the bushes.
Right in the bush.
Right in the bush. And everybody was like, is he all right? And I was like, no, I wanted to make sure I got it in the bush so it wouldn't be anywhere else, you know. I have to, like, clean up or anything.
That was one of the funnest impromptu trips.
Dude, that weekend.
It was a whole week, right? Wasn't it?
No, it felt like a week.
That was my spring break because I was doing work with kids.
It felt like a week, but it was only a weekend for me anyway. You might have been there the whole time, but I know that we...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because Ryan came with me because it was like, yeah, we're going to land in Columbia. We'll go spend some time in Myrtle Beach. But you guys ended up picking us up and then hanging out with us in Columbia.
Yeah.
And then you went home, and we never left anywhere because we were too drunk to go anywhere else.
Yeah, y'all ended up staying in Columbia. We thought that you guys were coming to... Yeah, we thought you guys were coming to Myrtle Beach.
We just...
Oh, man, and I was like...
Tired.
I was telling all those Jewish jokes, and Ryan was like, you know I'm Jewish, right? And I was like, yeah, well, my mother's a whore.
It was wet, Liz.
Yeah, she knows. Liz knows.
I gotta say, it's interesting having somebody pay attention to everything that I'm doing. And then me figuring out about somebody's paying attention like 45 seconds after it happened.
Welcome to the internet, man. It's good.
This is interesting.
It is interesting, but I don't know. We've been through a lot of shit, man. We've done a lot of shit together, and
it's true.
Yeah, there's still so much left to do.
Yeah, it's time. I guess it's time to move out of Bennettsville.
Yeah, there's so much left to do. One of these days, see, Liz knows. Got four kids. I know. I need to do that. I really need to.
Time's now, man. My aunt once told me, if you can get on the bus,
you can get off the bus.
You can get off the bus.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I know.
What does that mean to you?
Right now, it means that if I were to go, I would be homeless.
You so you're thinking like, do it now.
No, I'm thinking like, where is that? I'm thinking like get a year of
savings.
Yeah. But see, I'm so bad. I'm no better than I used to be. I'm no better than I used to be at saving money. I've just chosen what I spend my money on differently now.
I do not want to rub you the wrong way.
I know. Just say it.
You couldn't. I gave you ample time.
I know.
God, that's so loud. I gave you ample time.
I know.
Okay, that's not me, though. I don't know where that's coming from.
The mouse.
Oh, really?
Probably because it's wireless.
Well, at least my phone's across the room now.
But no, you're right. You did. And I'm just, I don't know, man. I'm just, I get the worst anxiety when something big that I have to do comes up and it.
One of the coolest things, and I didn't want to push you because I understand, I get it. You know, if it's not in you, it's not in you. It's not short bus.
Yeah. I am. Yeah, I'm in that. I'm a crazy person.
I wanted, because like Chris Neely never travels. A lot of my friends never get a chance to travel.
Yeah.
So I wanted everybody to come out and see something that is different than we all saw growing up and is everything that we have ever known.
Yeah.
And give you an excuse to. And sink, like soak it in, have a great time,
and then move out there.
And I mean, or you know, at least I don't know. Everybody's looking to be inspired, and everybody wants to be inspirational.
Yeah.
And that was my hope. Like, I want to be inspired at my wedding, but I want to be inspirational by the like. What is everybody else getting out of this?
Yeah.
For coming, because seeing everybody in the crowd that we had. Just look at all the walks of life that I ever met and everybody that came together. It would bring tears to my eyes. Just looking at every chapter of your existence is there
right in front of you.
And it's really cool to feel that impact, or for that to impact you. I don't know. It was really cool. So that's why I wanted you to come.
I know.
So now it looks like you're going to move out there. So it doesn't matter.
I promised you're
going to experience it anyway.
I promised you then. I said, I will make this up to you one day.
Yeah, but moving out there, do that for you.
I know that.
Come let's grill out at my house. That would be making it up to
me. I know, but that's what I mean.
Or maybe like, we go ride go-karts because I love that too.
But that's what I mean.
I'm really good at it.
This is
ask Kate how passionate I am about riding go-karts.
Well, see, you would win. You'd beat me just because of a weight.
Doesn't matter.
Reasons.
Doesn't. I get beat all the time.
Yeah, but.
I get to do that. No, I know. Big boys beat me all the time. They're just better drivers.
Oh, I'm definitely a better driver.
These are electric and like 40.
Actually, I'll say this. There are few people in the world who I will admit is a better driver than me, and you are one of those people.
Yeah.
You are one of those people. You are always the one that can drive under any circumstance. Not that that should be anything that somebody should be proud of.
I know what you're saying.
But you are always the best driver out of those represented.
Well, you know,
I was good. There were some friends who were awful drivers.
Probably not good that we ever did that, but at least I mean, I guess, I don't know. Too scared to fuck up.
Yeah, right.
I think is what it was.
I don't know if that's true, Liz. They need you for everything. We need you. We need you except for meals. Oh, Campbell soup. Out of sight, out of mind is my creed. I don't cook. I just don't clean up either. That was what I'm saying in reply. And he says, I don't cook. I just clean up afterwards. I don't cook and I don't clean up either. My house is a wreck. And still somehow this house is spotless compared to other places where I've lived.
I mean, you live by yourself and everything has its place. You're not that dirty. I mean, I don't see just like dishes laying around or anything.
Yeah, well,
or just trash laying around.
Everything in its right place.
Everything has its place.
Yeah.
That's what you get when you get to live alone.
Oh, man, I know.
I guess what I'm saying is I don't get that.
I'm not holding home enough to really own that either. But
how's that going, by the way, man? You know, as a new hubby, and you're traveling a bit. Is that?
Yeah, it's been tough, but she's been an amazing sport, and she's been really supportive. And when I come home, she can appreciate that I'm tired, and just either spends time with me or leaves me alone. Whatever it is, she's been really, really receptive. And accommodating and supportive. And what's cool is she's even doing that after she just got a new promotion. She was an assistant manager at one job and got promoted to, in the same company, to, she got her own general management store.
Nice.
And, you know, she's been working for this for a long time. And so that's, you know, it's really a lot of stress for her and her job in life. But she has to deal with my job choice as well.
Yeah.
So she's doing really well with it. And I know it's not easy, but
good on her for that.
And I hope I do a good enough job to show her that I appreciate it. I don't think there's a way to do that enough.
Yeah.
Because it's tough. It's tough for me, and I'm sure it's tough for her, because she's dealing with all the backlash of one job choice that I decided to do.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I'm exhausted. I think it's totally worth it, but it's kicking my ass too. So I'm sure she doesn't like it.
Yeah. I can imagine that can't be easy, but I know that you will go above and beyond to make sure that when you are there, everything is perfect. You're such a sweetheart.
She's so pretty. And I love her. That's why I made her my wife. I made her my wife. No, if you know Kate at all, she is a very strong, independent woman. And she agreed to let me get to have her as my wife.
She agreed to allow me to propose that I become her husband.
No, she's fantastic. She's such a hardworking girl.
Liz,
I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her.
Carrie used to have hair like mine now, but he cut it. He had long hair once before I did. No, I mean, I know you still got it, but I mean, like, you used to be like long, man. Still there. Like, but no, yeah, she's good. Everything that I've heard everybody say, they say y'all just perfect, man.
I mean, yours is way long, but yeah, she is. She's great. She's great. I mean, it's been such a fun time.
I can't wait for you to see the top of your hair on the picture. No, don't move it. Don't do it. Don't fucking touch it. Don't mess with it.
I want more. I can already tell. Yeah, there it comes.
That's so good.
That's not great. Let's get some more.
But no, that's good that it was better the first time, man.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I guess I can see it now.
But you're getting stuck. That's good. But no, man, just that's the way it should be, right? Just a nice little agreement that you guys have.
Yeah.
And that's good.
It's always a work in progress, you know.
Things always are.
All the things worth it are.
Oh, Kenny G, wait for you to get that saxophone out. Kenny G's take a shower.
Take a shower.
Can I use your bathroom?
Hey, you got a bathroom like a shower in?
I won't even tell you, but I'll use your shampoo as body wash.
Or, it's not true. He will tell you.
Yeah. But I'll also tell you, oh man, you're completely out of toilet paper.
But that's a nice shower curtain you got.
Hey, bro, you completely out of toilet paper and you need a new shower curtain. All right. I'm getting the phone telling me that it's going dead soon, so we should probably wrap it up.
All right.
So, Screwball Whiskey, you are going from here. You're going to hit Charleston, Hilton Head, and where else are you hitting before? And then you probably go back home.
After Thanksgiving, I will go to New Hampshire and Massachusetts, which is already up there, I believe. But, yeah, it's already up there. I just have to go and we're going to have like a sales blitz and shaking hands of saying, hey, thanks for what you're doing, because it's already moving pretty quick up there, too. I think it's attributed to the liquid plus how cold it is up there, because I'm going to pack everything that I own to go up there. I'm not prepared for this shit at all.
Fuck cold,
man. I'm excited to go to
Dude, it's cold here right now.
I haven't been to... I mean, I've been to the airport in Boston, but I've not been out of it, so that doesn't count. But... Man, it's cold.
You're going to get in the bar with Mikey Mark, and you're going to be selling Screwball Whiskey.
There's a reason I haven't been up there yet, and it's because it's cold. I do not look forward to it. I do look forward to it, but it's going to be freezing.
Yeah, exactly. I love you too, Liz. Carrie G. That's good. But no, like, dude, it's colder here now than it ever is in this time of year. Like, it's, like, super cold here now, and it usually doesn't get this cold until, like, the beginning of the year. Like, it's usually not this cold till after Christmas.
Well, I packed a jacket. Oh, and, obviously,
flannel.
A flannel that is pretty much just dirty clothes. Because this is America. I will literally, like, spin in a circle. If I'm, like, I've taken a shower, I didn't have a towel or anything, and I just stood in the common area and spun in a circle like a human tornado until I was dry enough. And so then I put my clothes back on. I didn't have long hair at the time, so it was way easier.
I every now and again, I'll like cut the water off and just stand there for a little bit and just drip, because this hair, dude. I wash it like once a month almost, and because it just takes so fucking long. It takes me longer to wash my hair than it does to wash everything else.
Well, you're not supposed to have all that oil out of your hair every day.
Yeah.
It's funny you say, like, okay, so this is my routine. I get done, I turn it off, I wipe this arm down, I wipe this arm down, splashes all the water off. I do my chest, I do my back, and then I pull my legs down like this, and that kicks off. Shit, I do this every shower. It's like my OCD thing. So I heard once when I was younger that hair holds 90% more moisture than no hair. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. I've got hair all over my body. It's holding a shit ton of water. And I was raised to not get the bathroom floor wet.
Right.
Like, you get in big trouble if
you dry off in the shower and step out as you dry.
So I'm like, okay, there's all this water in my hair, so like I'm knocking it all off. And that's the reason I still do this to this day. I've always done it. Because I was too afraid to get the shower or the bathroom floor wet for a shower.
I keep the towel.
But I also think it's like a
that's a good thing to do.
It's a
nice little process.
I don't know what you call it, a beneficial move, but man, it's so stupid. It's such a weird nuance of myself.
Yeah. No, there's no, I can't cut it at this point. CB, I can't do that. I would, but I've put too much effort into growing it. It's just been too long. But I keep the towel to where I can reach it from the shower. Like, I keep it to where I can get to it from the shower, and I grab the towel and dry off in the shower, like a dry off there. I don't step out until I'm dry. Like, I'll one leg up on the rail to dry off, and then I'll step out, and then dry off the other leg, and then I step out. And I have the rugs in the bathroom.
Isn't it funny how we are, like, I'm sure showers are a perfect example of, like, everybody has a routine of getting out. You don't get out of bathing and, like,
you just don't. I mean, maybe you do. Maybe some people are out there that just don't think about it. And they're just like,
well, some people just get out of the shower like that, yeah, putting their clothes on all wet and shit. And
otherwise, like, I mean, that's such a. I've got it so dialed in. It's like, how did I become this person?
It's like you're talking to somebody at a bar and they're like, dude, so yesterday when I got out of the shower, I like dried my body off before I put my clothes on. Dude, so much easier. What? Because that's a thing. I heard that on an episode. Wasn't that on an episode of Kill Tony? Wasn't that an episode of Kill Tony there, Subi? Or Cracker Barrel there? Is there any? Wasn't that Kill Tony where this guy was like, he they were like, wait, so you don't dry off when you get out of the shower? So you just like put your clothes on sticky? Like you just put your clothes on wet and your clothes just stuck to your body? Like you didn't realize you were supposed to dry off? And he was like, yeah, man, just didn't know it until I was a little. I could be making that up, but I think that was on an episode of Kill Tony. Dude, just like.
I've never seen that show.
Bro, I keep telling you to go.
I think you told me about it last time.
What do you got to do right now in a minute?
I don't know. What time is it?
8:30.
Yeah, nothing.
All right. We're going to watch at least half an episode of Kill Tony, and I'm going to let you know what, like bring you in.
Can I drink your other...
That was your mom's house. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Christina P. Does she do that? She puts her clothes on wet? She puts her clothes on sticky? Is that... She's the one that does that? But yeah, see, these are my people. I start saying just something from a random episode of a podcast that I've heard, and they're like, oh, that's Christina P. That's Christina P.
It's pretty cool.
Ah, these are my people, man.
It's super strange that somebody knows who is not wiping themselves off after they get out of a shower. I feel just as weird the fact that I know how I wipe off when I get out of a shower.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. Like, you don't be like, oh, this is so much easier just to dry your body off. Like, no, man.
Yo, it's efficient as hell.
Just efficient as fuck.
I wipe my body off like I drive. I try to be as efficient as possible. For real.
And the funny thing is that you are the type of person, as I am, that just about every decision you make in your life is made around efficiency.
Oh, if I do it enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will care about efficiency, yeah, if I do it enough, but, you know, or if I care about it.
Yeah, at all.
Like, I want to get really good at this.
You want to get good at anything that you do.
If you care about it, or if it interests you.
Stop me, beautiful!
We got you, bro. You bro. Backup producers.
That's right. Backup producers in the house. I love it. I love it.
I'm going to wash my clothes tonight.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. We'll do that. But, all right, so... Screwball Whiskey is coming tomorrow to Charleston, day after at Hilton Head, and then after Thanksgiving, we're going to be hitting up the Northeast and bringing the Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey goodness all around. And I say we because I feel like I'm a fucking part of this thing too, damn it.
Hey, we're all screwballs.
We're all that. So, screwballwhiskey.com, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, screwballwhiskey.com. Go check everything out that they've got going on the website. And mistuffpodcast.com also has links to that. So, if you want to go there by way of that and stop by my website on the way out, then feel free to do that. I build it myself. It looks like shit. I don't really care. I'm not good at it. Story over. At Creco on Instagram, if you guys want to follow Creco and Carrie and find, or well, they're the same person. If you guys want to follow Creco and on Instagram and see where all he gets to go, and the best part, and I usually, you know, the magician never reveals his secrets, and I'm not going to allow him to do that because I'm going to reveal it. You taking pictures of the most random shit when saying I go to San Diego or I go to Minneapolis, or Jen, you take a picture of like an ashtray or just a socket on a wall. Those are fucking brilliant, dude. That's brilliant.
You only get so much when you don't leave a tube, I guess.
It's, you know what I mean? Brilliant.
And you can't. Okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. But there's parameters to it, you know. You can't. So I always fly with weed, right?
Yeah.
So you can't even make a post until you get through security. Once you're through security, and if you're not flying standby,
yeah,
and you know you have a seat, then you can do it. If you're flying standby, you can't take a picture of anything. So, like, I guess what I'm saying is, as things happen, the scope is only as big as through security, and then it gets smaller.
Yeah.
But in standby, you have to wait until you get cleared to actually have a seat.
Yeah.
So that basically takes you from the gate and into the plane. So I fly standby a shit ton. So most of my pictures are either in the jetway or on the plane. And there's, how many times can you take a picture of a tray table?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But I do appreciate that you like it, because for me, it's like a catalog in documenting my
journey.
My year 2019. It's going to be one to look at. I mean, it's been a cool time of life.
It's been a pretty good year for me as well. 2019 was the year it all changed. That's how we're going to remember it. Yeah.
Because say in 2021 you move out of California, you'd be like, but it was in 2019 I had the idea. Praise be.
Yeah.
We'd be so excited about it. You'd be like, yes. You will remember.
Tis well the idea was had in 2019.
You will talk about, like, you know, I moved out here, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? In 2019, I was blah, blah, blah. You know, you'll talk about it. You will say,
well,
you
it's
will
the same bring way, this up. It's the same way where I'm like, oh, I knew I was going to quit drinking a year and a half before I did.
Yeah.
It's the same way of saying, like, I knew I was going to quit drinking a year and a half before I actually did.
It's like people that their alarm goes off, they hit snooze, and they say, like, I will get up in 15 minutes.
Yeah, but I never do. Fuck that. I couldn't get up. I couldn't do it. You know what's funny is if I did move out west, I would actually be on somewhat of a human time frame, because I'm already pretty much on West Coast time. I'm just doing it here.
It's very true.
For years now.
And damn, the shit's beautiful out there.
Yeah. Well,
plus, if you're really
one of these days,
I've gotten injured twice. And
this is just a bad reception.
Bruce made my hairy ass.
What's that?
I've been injured twice and needed actual medical attention, which I do not go for unless I absolutely need it. And I haven't had to pay for shit.
I'm going back to County. But I haven't been there yet, so it's not back. Anyway, we'll carry on this conversation off mic.
Hey, thanks. Is it Gabe or Gabby? Gabe Charles? Gabe E. Charles? Charles Gaby?
It's whatever you wanted to be, man.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate the accolades.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, my boy here lives in OB. He lives in San Diego.
Ocean Beach, San Diego. That's where Screwball started.
A lot of you guys are also out there, so if you want to reach out to him and bridge that gap of now you know.
Ocean Beach is a sunny place for shady people. It's 7 square miles, or 1 square mile surrounded by reality.
Look at that monster right there.
I know that beard.
True creature in his own habitat.
I know that beard. Where is this?
That is at the Pilot House in Little River a couple years ago.
Look at you. And look at how...
Monster.
Look how that guitar doesn't look as beat up either.
Oh, it's just shiny. It's just shiny at that point, man. The sun was getting it.
Well, I mean, that thing's had quite the decade.
She's been there.
Almost, what, 15 years?
Yeah.
It's a great guitar.
Yeah, exactly 15 years.
Great guitar.
retard.
All right. Screwballwhiskey.com. S-K-R-A-W ballwhiskey.com. Cheers.
MIStuffPodcast.com.
MIStuffPodcast.com.
There's definitely a place that you can, if you do enjoy listening to podcasts, either about cooking or just random shit like some sort of prick with dirty clothes on. All that stuff happens because out of passion until they actually get sponsored. So if you do like My Stuff Podcast, I'm sure there's a button you can click to do a little donation. And
there is.
If you do enjoy, as I do, and I have supported this podcast, be sure to go and click on that because this shit doesn't happen for free. It starts as a passion, and it's, if you get behind it, then it turns into a bit of a revolution.
It's true. He's right. There is a tip jar on MIStuffPodcast.com. There's a tip jar right at the top. If you guys want to help, it's not necessary. Certainly appreciated.
Wait, subscribe here.
But yeah, definitely not necessary. Certainly appreciated if you guys want to help out at all. Or simple Venmo at Kelsey-Hudgens-1. Kelsey-Hudgens-1. And yeah, if you guys want to do that I'd certainly appreciate it. This thing does cost money to do, so yeah, if you guys want to help out, that's where you can do it. Also, once again, Instagram at Kreko, K-R-E-K-O, and at Yonder Wizard, W-I-Z-Z-E-R-D, on Instagram, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter. And if you guys want to follow me on Facebook, feel free to do that. I'm not there hardly at all anymore. But yeah, do that. Also, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're up to 364 subscribers. That's huge. I think we had just like broken 300, or we were right around to 3.
The last time I was.
Yeah. So we've done pretty good since last time.
Good, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to 420. That's my next threshold.
Ooh, because of weed, right?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You fuck. All right, speaking of weed, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys get on with your lives and get on with your day. YouTubers, hang around for just a second if you want to see the intro thing happen. If not, in a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.
When did we get ice cream?